بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله today is the 9th of Muharram. Tomorrow is Ashura, and it is also the day of Jumu'ah. We say Nurun ala Nur, light upon light, Barakat upon Barakat, opportunity upon opportunity. Let us not lose this opportunity from tonight, tomorrow. It is the 10th of Muharram. It is a blessed day. It is a Friday. There is so much of benefit in the day of Friday, and especially if it is Muharram, the 10th of Muharram, Mubarak month also. So let us take maximum benefit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina Sharif, and he saw the Jews were fasting. He asked them, "What is this day that you are fasting?" They said, "This is a very great day. This is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam and his people from Fir'aun and his army. And so we're fasting in celebration, in shukr and appreciation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted salvation to the Banu Israel on this day from the clutches of Fir'aun." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "We have more right and we are closer to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. We will fast, but we won't fast like you. We will oppose you. We will fast one day before or one day after, 9th and 10th. Or the 10th and 11th. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very particular about fasting on the 10th of Muharram. It was fard before Ramadan became fard. Later on, when the month of Ramadan became fard, then this fast became a nafil fast. But so much of attention was put to it that Sahaba radiallahu anhu say that these small children, before they were even baligh, they used to make them fast on this day of the 10th of Muharram. They used to make them keep this fast. So much so that if they cried, they would bring them to the masjid and they would give them some toys made out of wool, etc., just to let them pass their time until the time of iftar came. They were very particular about this fast. So we should all try, inshallah, to keep the 10th and 11th if we haven't fasted today. Or if we're fasting today, inshallah, we'll fast tomorrow as well. The great benefit of fasting on the 10th of Muharram is that 1 year of sins are forgiven. And in Lataiful Ma'arif it is mentioned, تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ. Allah Ta'ala forgave people of the past, a certain nation in the past, on this day of the 10th of Muharram. وَيَتُوبُ عَلَىٰ آخَرِينَ. And Allah will forgive others. It is a day to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And just like Allah Ta'ala saved Fir'aun, saved Musa alayhi salam from Fir'aun and his army, we make dua, Allah, you also grant us salvation from all our fears, worries, concerns, and save the ummah from their problems. Allah, as you save the Banu Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun. There are many Fir'auns in this day and age, many leaders that are oppressing the Muslims throughout the world. Oh Allah, we ask of you to make decisions. It is a Mubarak day of Friday. When will we get an opportunity like this? And then it is the 10th of Muharram. Oh Allah, you save the Muslims in Palestine. You save the Muslims in Sudan. You save the Muslims wherever they are suffering in the Middle East from all these Fir'auns that are present today, and from our small Fir'auns that we have in our country that want to make dhulam and oppression and killing Muslims unjustly and oppressing people unjustly. Allah, you take care of them also. You remove them and remove our fears. So it is a day of Friday. What can we do? Ulama are saying that we should spend the time in the masjid. We should make the masjid abad. We should stay in the masjid. We shouldn't wait for groups of people. We should, inshallah, on our own, come to the masjid, spend time in the masjid. So what can we do tonight, inshallah? Tonight is a Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Laylatul Aghar, wa yawmul Jumu'ah, yawmul Azhar. Hadith says, the night of Jumu'ah is an illuminated night, and the day of Jumu'ah is an illuminated day. Just as the day of Jumu'ah is a great day, the night of Jumu'ah is also a great night. It is mentioned that there are five nights in which du'as are accepted. One of those nights is the night preceding Friday, which is the Thursday night. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi said, in certain aspects, the rank of the night of Jumu'ah is even greater than Laylatul Qadr. The night of Jumu'ah is even greater than Laylatul Qadr. And one of the reasons is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared in the womb of his mother, and the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world was the means of great good and barakat for everyone in both the worlds. It was on the Thursday night that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was conceived. So what can a person do on a Thursday night? We know many masjids will be having programs tonight, and we always, on a weekly basis, we have a program on a Thursday night. But some of the amal that we can do, even individually, is Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan, it's about 4 or 5 pages. It will take a few minutes to read Surah Hamim Dukhan. If we read this, number one, your sins will be forgiven. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a palace for you in Jannat for reading the surah. 5-6 pages, few minutes, you'll get a palace in Jannat. Let us make niyat now. Inshallah, every Thursday, I will try and read the surah before leaving the masjid. After Maghrib Salah, before leaving the masjid, I'll take out the surah, few minutes, I'll read it, I know it's done. Surah Yasin, every day we're reading Surah Yasin now. Tonight come, read the Surah Yasin also. A person that reads Surah Yasin on a Friday night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. Allah will forgive his sins. And make sure that we are here for the Fajr Salah. But we have to make effort for others to be here for the Fajr Salah. This is a cry that we should all have. We should all have this cry that we are concerned about our security. And when we have a meeting, how many Muslims are there? But what about Allah Ta'ala is guaranteeing security for that person that is reading the Fajr Salah? فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ What about that security? Now why aren't we here for Fajr Salah? The simple answer is lack of yaqeen. We got more trust in our forces, in our tools that we have that's going to help us. But we don't have enough yaqeen. In tansurullaha yansurkum. If you help Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's help is with you. In yansurkumullah fala ghaliba lakum. If Allah Ta'ala helps you, no one can overpower you. Wa yakhdhulkum faman dhal ladhi yansurukum min ba'di. And if Allah Ta'ala deserts you, can anyone help you? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can help you. So we need Allah's help. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in certain occasions, they had two animals for 700. Two animals for 700. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another sahabi had the animal. The rest, 698, were walking. Where they were walking? To go make jihad. In some occasions, they had few weapons. They didn't have the resources. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them? He said, if you have taqwa, then Allah ta'ala's help will be with you. And you will be victorious. I just read this yesterday. He said, this was an occasion of Uhud. I don't want to go into much detail. On Uhud, 300 munafiqeen ran away. 700 sahaba, two horses. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in armor. They are leaving. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you have taqwa, you will definitely enjoy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and you will definitely be victorious. Simple solution. But we need to use these solutions now. Because if there's so much of attention on our asbab, Allah Ta'ala showed in the battle of Hunain, وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شِيَا Someone said, we got the numbers in Hunain. Before we were very little, now we got the numbers, now we're going to show them. Allah Ta'ala showed the Sahaba radiallahu anhu on that occasion, it's not your numbers. كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ How many times a small group overcame a huge group with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My eyes are a witness. I saw one Muslim man, a whole stadium of people. There's one Muslim with a stick in his hand. He turns around and that whole group jumps back. What is that? When Allah ta'ala puts fear in the heart, one man, and he can control that whole crowd. We saw in the past about 5-6 people, rest of them bystanders. 5-6 people, you got a crowd of 500 coming. And that 5-6 people, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, controls the crowd, makes them run. So what is that? That is Allah ta'ala's help. But if a person doesn't have Fajr Salah in his life, and he goes and stands in the front line, do you think Allah's help is going to be with him? Do we think Allah's help is going to be with him? So brothers, we need to give this message, that the help is here in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. Just like we need to recharge our batteries, we need to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friday Fajr, what he said here, we'll conclude, Maaf, I'm taking a lot of time. The most virtuous salah in the sight of Allah is the Fajr salah performed in Jamaat on a Friday. The most virtuous salah in the sight of Allah ta'ala is the Fajr salah performed in Jamaat on a Friday. Among other salahs, one should make an earnest attempt in performing the salah, the jamaat as well. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq.